The first question we got, what is an employer's obligation to turn over an existing or former employee's personnel file in response to a third-party subpoena? And the answer to that is, if it's a subpoena, you have to turn it over unless you go through the steps to challenge it for some reason. And it's going to be pretty hard, I think, to find a reason to challenge it. You might argue privacy on some grounds if, for example, they're not the principal party. But usually where you get those subpoenas, usually it's coming from my office or Connie's office representing employers, and we are subpoenaing the files of a plaintiff, and they're going to have a hard time arguing that what they have put in there is viable. Although I will say some plaintiff's lawyers are actually challenging those in some jurisdictions, and it kind of depends on who your judge is as to whether or not he will quash the subpoena. But if you're the third party and you get a subpoena, unless you want to find yourself in front of a judge facing a contempt order, you better turn over or go through the appropriate process to quash it. And there are usually time frames for doing that, which I would have to look up to make sure. And this is Connie Cornell, as you might have guessed, who is has her own firm, Cornell Smith
Merle
and Brutico, in Austin, Texas, one a fine employment law boutique. We're also representing employers.
Thank you, Mike.